Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. A bloody day Thursday at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Stewart Wholesale in Shawnee is the source for heavy-duty truck parts, winches, and accessories. New and used winches from Braden, Ramsey, and Tulsa, ranging from 8,000 to 150,000 pounds. Stewart Wholesale has Euclid suspension parts, Maxima LED lighting accessories, Goodnight brake products, Crosby blocks and hooks, and just about everything you can imagine for heavy-duty truck beds and accessories. If you need heavy-duty new and used parts for your winch trucks, call Stewart Wholesale at 1-800-256-3779.
Okay, let's see. I need to get some ketchup, some onions, lots of lettuce. Oh, and 250 million pounds of pork. Yeah, that should do it.
Every year, McDonald's purchases 250 million pounds of pork nationally. 14 million pounds of that pork from Oklahoma farmers and ranchers alone. Makes for a big shopping list. But when you taste a savory sausage biscuit or a sausage McGriddle sandwich, you know it was worth it.
Yeah, definitely gonna need help out to my car with this.
At participating McDonald's.
Turmoil at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, both in their Denver as well as Chicago and Washington, D.C. offices, as Chief Executive Officer Terry Stokes making the decision to make a staff reorganization at the highest levels. Three senior vice president positions eliminated and an abrupt change for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office as Jay Truitt, no longer there, effective yesterday. According to Joe Shuley, trade media representative for NCBA.
Jay Truitt is a highly respected government affairs expert, not only in Washington, D.C., but across the country. He has a lifetime of achievement serving the cattle industry at the state and national level. And he is leaving our organization, and he will be missed. We wish him very well.
As far as the Washington, D.C. office is concerned, the timing is rather odd and kind of difficult for the cattle industry right now, as they're in the middle of farm bill negotiations and deliberations, including trying to make sure that that packer ban on livestock ownership is eliminated from the House Senate to farm bill negotiations. Of course, it's a part of the Senate farm bill proposal. Jay Truitt gone. Terry Stokes, Chief Executive Officer of the NCBA, will be taking over the interim duties in Washington, along with the rest of the Washington staff, until they fill that position. There were three senior vice president positions eliminated by the NCBA moves of yesterday, including the vice president for governments and federation. That was held by Don Ricketts, a vice president for global consumer marketing held by Mark Thomas, both 30-year employees of the industry. And then also Tim Downey, vice president of strategic projects. He's actually based out of the Chicago office. His position eliminated as well. With those positions eliminated, the question arises, is NCBA in trouble, or at this point, are they going a different direction? We put that question to Joe Shuley, the trade media representative.
I don't think there's any change in philosophy. I think sometimes organizations simply need to try to find ways to become more efficient. NCBA is a very strong organization, very successful organization. Our membership is up 9% over last year. It's up over 20% over the last 3 years. And so the organization is quite healthy, but in order to stay that way, sometimes that we need to take a look at our managerial structure. And our CEO chose to make some changes at the upper management level.
Joe Shuley for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Denver office on Terry Stokes, the CEO's decision to slim down his senior staff. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, neighbors, as we begin 2008, we're proud to welcome KIS Futures as a regular sponsor of our daily email. KIS Futures provides Oklahoma farmers and ranchers with futures and options hedging services in the livestock and grain markets. Call them at 1-800-256-2555 to talk about your marketing needs. KIS Futures invites you to go to our website at www.oklahomafarmreport.com and click on our daily email icon and subscribe here in the new year. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.